Hello, everybody. Hello, and welcome to the Drive Time Show. It is Monday. It is Monday, everybody, and we have a very nice program. We have a very nice program with a very special guest in the studio today, Jenny Osborne. How are you?
Hello. How are you, Kyle?
Very good. I'm doing great. I'm doing great. And we have lots to talk about. Jenny and I have a lot to cover on the show today. We have a lot to talk about. Are you ready for all of this?
Oh, I'm ready.
Can you hear okay through the headphones?
No, I can't actually.
Okay. You have a little dial there. Okay. You should be able to slide that up and down to your liking.
Hello.
Is that getting better?
That's fantastic.
Wonderful. Now, we have lots to talk about on our show today. We have some interesting news. First of all, Jenny is here. That's interesting news. Second of all, Tino, our normal afternoon technician, is back from holidays. He's back, and he's ready to go for another week with us, which is great news. And also, the Mediterranean diet has been named apparently the best diet for 2019. Did you know that?
Yes, I heard that recently.
It's very healthy. Mm. So we're going to talk a little bit about the Mediterranean diet. Also, we're going to talk about magazines and one magazine in particular and maybe a little vocabulary for the folks at home.
Good idea.
To pick up a few terms, right? We're going to learn about this. We're also going to look at history today because, you know, Jenny, on this show, what I like to do is look at history as well, not just learning English, but also learning a bit of history. And today, it was today in 19... Let me see here. It was today in 1965 that we had the first spacewalk.
65?
Yeah. So the first time they went out of the space shuttle or the capsule and floated in space. I was on this day. It was on this day, the 18th of March, 1965. Also, we're going to try to guess where Jenny is from.
Ah, now listen to my accent.
So the listeners can try to guess. So we have lots to talk about. We have lots to cover on our show today. So let's get it started. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. And so Jenny Osborne is with me today. And people are saying, Jenny Osborne, who is it? And now you work with the magazine called Madrid Metropolitan.
I do, the English magazine in Madrid. The one you've got to read.
The one you've got to read. That's right. Now, what is your role with this magazine?
Well, my role with this magazine is to sell and the publicity, mm-hmm. because without publicity, a magazine can't operate.
It's true.
But as well as that, I look for interesting content. But Olaf Clayton is the editor, mm-hmm. and he is the one who really drives the magazine, and he created it. First issue was in December 2016.
Okay, so a little over 2 years.
3 years. Two years.
And a few months.
Yes, it was. It comes out bimonthly. Bimonthly meaning every 2 months.
Right, nice. Every second month, every 2 months. Mm-hmm. It's a good expression, bimonthly. Now, is this magazine exclusively in English?
Exclusively in English.
Right.
So it's a good read. We're growing. It was a newspaper when it started in 2016, and it became a magazine in the January-February issue. And if you look at the January-February issue, you've got Mr. Richard Vaughan on the cover.
The boss, mm-hmm. in my case, mm-hmm. on the cover of the magazine. And you have an interview with him, A Day in the Life.
Yes.
Did you learn anything interesting about Richard Vaughan with his Day in the Life interview exclusive to Madrid Metropolitan Magazine.
I did, Kyle. He gets up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, what is the middle of the night for most of us? And he's up starting his day.
He is.
He's in here live on the radio at 7:30. And right now, as you and I speak, it is 6 p.m. in Madrid, as we where we are right now. I have to say that now because, you know, we have listeners all around the world.
Really?
And we have we launched a few weeks ago in Peru, in Lima. So we have many people listening right now in Lima.
Hello.
Hello, Lima.
Lima, yes.
14, now it's 1470 a.m. in Lima, not FM, a.m. So if you have a friend in Lima, you've got to tell them, look, get your radio, switch it over to a.m., 1470.
Mm.
Which, yeah, hopefully there's some folks enjoying us today on 1470 a.m. in Lima. We also launched, on Friday, we launched the radio in Alicante.
Ah.
Alicante, Spain, 88.0 FM.
So, I've been to Alicante.
It's a nice place.
Yeah, it is, yes.
So hopefully we have some friends listening from there. But, yeah, so Richard gets up very early.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in. He's on the radio from 7:30 until 9:30. And then he goes and starts the rest of his business day. And like I said, it's the evening here, afternoon, evening here in Madrid now. And even later in the show, we may see him walking around because he's in here all day.
I've already met him today.
So you see, he's not afraid to put in a day's work.
No,
right? He's not afraid to work a long day.
He obviously doesn't need a lot of sleep.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing. They say, oh, you've got to get up early and do this. And then I believe that, I really think that some people need more sleep than others. I don't think you can set a rule and say, like some people say, you only need, you know, 5 hours sleep, but I can't function on 5 hours.
I have to do a minimum of 7, but good with 8.
Yeah, the same here.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I get just 7, like 7, you know, 7 in a bit, I can function, but I'm not sharp.
Yeah. No, I'm not sharp. I'm not on your edge, not on your best.
That's right.
Yes.
Now, anyway, we have so many things to cover, but one thing I want to mention just before we get started here, before we get too far into this,
mm-hmm.
is we have a little challenge, right, Tina? We do this every day for the folks at home. We call it the Twitter Translation.
Twitter Translation.
Okay, so the way this works, I give out a sentence in Spanish, and the folks at home, our friends at home, our listeners, are going to try to write in and tell us how to say it in English. And then you and I will critique their responses.
Fine.
How's your Spanish?
Don't ask.
Poco a poco?
Yo aprendiendo español poco a poco.
All right, good. Very good. Excellent. Okay, so I'm going to give the sentence. Now, first of all, if they want to participate, Tino, how can they find us on Twitter?
Tweet Kyle at... I'm Kyle Miller, o lo que viene siendo IM Quilemilla.
All right, yes, so if you want to participate, you can write in on Twitter. And the sentence today, ¿cómo se dice en inglés? Si pulsas ese botón, ese botón, bajaremos. Si pulsas ese botón, bajaremos. Okay, so let's wait. Vamos a esperar un poco. We're going to wait a little bit.
I got a bit of that. I got some
right.
of that.
Okay. All right. We're going to wait a little bit. We're going to give the listeners, as I say, the folks at home, a few minutes to write in on Twitter. And we'll see what... We have a bunch of responses already. Nacho, Mr. Houses, lots of people. Saeed writing in from Casablanca.
Wow, Casablanca.
From Casablanca.
I've never been.
Me neither. I've never been to Morocco. Have you?
No, I haven't actually. That's one place I would like to visit, but I haven't ever.
Mm. So, yeah, it's a nice... It sounds like an interesting place. Mm. It seems like an interesting place. And we have a gentleman here, Saeed, who writes in every day, participating in the show every day, which is pretty cool, right?
It certainly is. You've got a big fan there.
Well, yeah. we try our best. Now, why don't you tell us a little bit more about Madrid Metropolitan? If people want to get this magazine, they're saying, whoa, a magazine in English? Tell me more. Where can they find it?
We have 120 distribution points.
Okay.
And if you go online, www.madridmetropolitan.com, you can find out those points. But we also have online a huge following.
Online, okay, mm-hmm. madridmetropolitan.com.
Yes, you can read it online as well as the hard copy.
Very good.
Picking it up.
Now, will I be lucky enough to take a copy home with me today?
You will. You will, indeed. I've brought a few. We always have them at Vaughan.
You know, that's true. To be honest, I saw one here a week or two ago.
Yes.
But yeah. Good, good. So this is a point. If people want to come in, if they come into our office, you can pick it up.
You can indeed.
So what's the content? I see on the cover here
This one was January and February. Our March and April one has Coti, the famous Argentinian singer.
Yes, correct.
Now, I didn't really know about Coti, but since I mentioned his name to a lot of people.
Yes, Coti, very famous.
Very famous. And we have an interview with Coti inside the magazine.
Wonderful. Yeah, he's a big deal.
He is a big deal.
Yes. He's a big deal. Exclusive. Coming soon. So if you're a fan of Coti and Argentinian, he lives, I think, part of the year in... Does he live part of the year in Spain? Or I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I think he travels. He's on tour. He's coming to Madrid at the end of... I think it's the 23rd of March.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the interview with him and a great, great picture of Coti on the front cover.
Cool.
Really cool.
Very exciting. So you have your featured story, your featured article. Then other than that, is it kind of lifestyle content?
You've got lots of things like on page 6 and 7, you've got the what's on. So mm-hmm. if you want know what's on in Madrid, it's there. You've also got, I should tell you, Kyle, that the magazine became 24 pages on its first issue.
Mm.
The paper was always 16. When we created the magazine in January, it became 24. And the March magazine is 32. So we're growing rapidly. And so with that, the content is growing. So we also cover book review.
Mm-hmm.
There are two books that are covered this month by a young man called Adam Garcia.
Okay.
His father was Spanish. And he is fantastic at explaining the books. So he does a book review that's to be found on page 9. And then we cover health and living. And working on from there, you've got property, you've got wine. Now, wine, one of my favorite things. Mm. Do you like a glass of wine?
I enjoy the odd glass of wine, right? The occasional glass of wine. Tino's the same, right? He enjoys the odd vino.
My favorite, I learned very quickly when I got here, is, I'll probably say it wrongly, Albarino.
Albarino, which is a white
Vino
wine.
Vino Blanco, yeah? Yes.
Vino Blanco, white wine.
And what is your taste?
Oh, I wouldn't call myself a connoisseur, but I like a Rioja, a red wine, a Rioja.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not so... When I have red wine, it leaves me with a headache.
Ah.
Albarino doesn't.
Okay, all right. Albarino's nice with seafood, they say, right? Okay, so we have a couple of challenges here for the folks at home. We have our Twitter translation. We also, I am welcoming people to try to guess where they think our guest today, Jenny Osborne from Madrid Metropolitan Magazine. Where is she from? Does she sound like she's from New York City?
Well, I might talk like that.
Does she sound like she's from Miami or Melbourne or London or I don't know. What do you think? So based on the accent, maybe people can try to guess.
People, when I came to live in Spain and people listened to my accent, they used to say, would you please say now? Can we go out now? And that is, I think, a sort of hint.
Okay.
Where it might be from.
Okay. All right. Now we have I'll give another hint. We have another host on the show who is from the same country as you.
Really? I know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So this is a hint for our listeners, for our our, you know, keen listeners who want to piece this mystery together. Okay. Anyway, do you like a good challenge? Jenny, do you say, come on, let's have a challenge?
Oh, I love a challenge.
All right. Why don't we go ahead and step into the warm-up gym?
The warm-up gym.
Warm-up gym.
All right, we're in the warm-up gym. We're getting pumped up here, right? Now, the way this works, Jenny, I read a sentence in Spanish, you say it in English. How about that?
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for it.
Okay. this is testing your Spanish as
well. Oh, I don't know whether I can...
Poco a poco.
Poco a poco.
All right, number one. Ella está con él.
She's with him.
Exactly. Yeah. Ella. Yeah. That wasn't so hard, was it?
Oh, I did well.
Ella está con él. Okay. Okay, number two. Él está con ella.
He's with her.
He's with her? Okay, good, good. See, this isn't so hard, is it?
Well, this is quite good. Fácil. Muy fácil.
Muy fácil. Pero muy fácil. Yes. Okay. Number three. Here we are. Number three. Estoy aquí porque soy tu hermano.
I am here because I'm your brother.
Exactly. Yes. I'm here because I'm your brother. Okay, very good. Now I'm going to have to raise the bar a little bit here,
mm-hmm.
right? Vamos a subir el nivel un poquito, right, Tino? We got to raise the level a little bit. El azul es de Pepe.
The blue one is Pepe.
Well, it's not Pepe, it's Pepe's.
Pepe's.
Yeah, the blue one es el de Pepe. So the blue one is Pepe's.
Pepe's. The blue one is Pepe's.
So there are a bunch of pens. Oh, which one's Pepe's? Oh, the blue one is Pepe's. Pepe's.
Okay. Vale, vale.
Vale, vale. Muy bien. Number five. El de ella es el que está allí.
Hers is the one over there.
Ah, yeah. El que está allí. Aquí no, allí. Over, and that's interesting. We say over there. Here, there, and then more general, allí.
Over there.
Hers is the one over there. Okay, number six. La casa de Antonio es muy grande.
The house of Antonio is very big.
Okay, but instead of the house of Antonio, we normally say Antonio's house. Right?
Antonio's house is very big.
Yeah, sure. Antonio's house is very big. Okay. What are we on? Number eight here already?
I think so.
I think number eight.
Ocho?
El ocho. Exactly. Ocho. Ocho. Okay. Number eight. Los idiomas son importantes.
Languages are important.
Yes, they are. They are. This is too easy. You're getting them all right. I've got to raise the bar here. Change to the green book. Number nine. Quiero dejar un mensaje para Juan.
I want to leave a message for Juan.
Yeah, Juan. Or maybe in English, John.
John.
I want to leave a message for John, for Juan. Okay. Okay, number 10. Esta ciudad es la más hermosa de Europa.
This city is the most beautiful in Europe.
Oh, nice.
And I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Now there are a lot of beautiful cities in Europe. Do you think Madrid is the most beautiful?
I do think Madrid is the most beautiful. And in the magazine this month, we happen to have a new section that tells an interview with three different people about their view and on in Madrid, and just a few lines about what they think.
Okay.
One is an Iranian student. The other one is a Chinese guy who's in aviation security. And the female is a German and she's a social worker. And their overall, I'm not going to spoil it, but their overall view, which I totally agree with, is the architecture is amazing in Madrid. There is a word that I simply agree with the guy who said this. It's so cozy. Because I nearly said where I came from, but where I come from, our city centre, is not as big as Madrid, but there's a cozy atmosphere. And also, I think it was the German lady said, she just loves the people. Mm. And I totally agree with all three of those, Kyle. I think it's pretty spot on.
Okay. Pretty spot on. Accurate. Correct. Now, we have some people writing in trying to guess where you're from. Ooh, some interesting one. Now, Mohammed writes in and says, hey, hello, bro. All right. He says, I guess she's from Montreal, Canada. Now, I've been to Montreal a few times, and I haven't heard too much of your accent there.
No. I've been to Canada. I've been to Toronto.
Okay.
But I'm really sorry, Mohammed. I am not from Montreal.
Not Montreal. So we can rule that out. Podemos descartar eso. We can rule out Montreal. Now, Nacho says, I don't know where Jenny's from, but she has a beautiful voice. You should offer her a contract in Vaughn Radio.
Oh, I love you.
Well,
who was that from?
That's from Nacho M.
Nacho M.
Nacho M.
Now, where I come from, I'm inclined to say things like, oh, I love you. And when I got here, I was telling the fruit man to Kiro, and my daughter was with me one day, and she said, you do not tell the fruit man that you love him, mother.
To Kiro.
Because you had, but here you don't say, I would say, I love you when you're leaving.
Yeah.
But to this gentleman, thank you. That was a lovely compliment.
That was a nice compliment from Nacho. Now, there are more on the way here. We have David, who says, loving your guest's accent today. Let me see if I recognize the place. Let's see if she recognizes, okay, the place where this picture was taken. Can you see the picture? And it says...
Yes.
It says there...
That's nice.
Tobermory, Ballymore, Isle of Mull, Scotland.
I have heard of this place. I've never been. I've been to Scotland many times.
I probably mispronounced it. Tobermory. Is that how you say it?
Tobermore. Tobermore is right.
Yeah.
Put it this way. Here's a hint. There's a sea between where I live and Scotland. But Scotland's a bonny place, as they say. Bonny place.
Ah, so you're not from Scotland.
I am not from Escocia in Spanish. Is that?
Escocia.
Escocia. Mm.
Because I'm from a place called Nueva. In Spanish, they say Nueva Escocia, New Scotland. But we say Nova Scotia. I'm from Eastern Canada.
Nova Scotia, of course.
And Eastern Canada. That's where I'm from, Nova Scotia. But we say in English Nova Scotia, which is the Gaelic or the Latin.
Mm.
We don't say New Scotland. We say Nova Scotia. But David says she's Scottish. FFS, which stands for something I won't say. But
no, I'm not sorry.
Nobody's got it right yet.
I'm surprised.
And in a minute we have to take a short break.
Oh really?
In a minute we'll take a short break. So I think we should let the suspense build here.
Well, shall I give them a little hint?
All right, yeah, a hint. Una pista. A hint.
There was a very special day yesterday.
Okay.
And I can tell you more about that day, but it's very relevant to where I come from.
Okay, that was a hint bomb.
Now start Googling. Everybody start Googling.
It was a very important day, very big day yesterday. Does it involve a lot of people enjoying a particular color as well?
It does, and a lot of drink.
Yeah. Well, that could be a lot. A lot of drink could be common in a lot of the Anglo-Saxon world.
Mm.
But yes, I would say this region and this day, you know, there is some drinking that sometimes happens on this
day. That's right.
Okay. We have to take a break. That's what that music means, that we have to take a short break. But we'll be back, everybody. So Jenny is with us from Madrid Metropolitan Magazine. We're going to learn more about Jenny, about the magazine, and we have lots of interesting challenges and all kinds of fun stuff coming up in the next half hour. So whatever you do, don't touch that dial.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Estás escuchando
Born Radio.
Born Radio.
¿Qué es el VIP?
El VIP en inglés significa Very Important Person, y en este caso
Von Intensive Program.
Eso, Von Intensive Program y Very Intensive Program.
Este, ibas ahí al lado de los pingüinos.
Very Important Penguins.
Claro,
así.
Claro. Y bueno, para que la gente no se desconecte, tiene que empezar a llamar ya al 911-33-5832.
¿Otra vez?
911-33-5832. Hay que darse prisa, que en este país tenemos una manía de dejarlo todo para el último momento. Y esto es importante que lo vayamos cerrando, porque no es para mañana ni para la semana que viene, es ya para...
Para la última semana de junio y la primera quincena de julio. Y sobre todo que son poquitas plazas, porque son grupos muy pequeñitos, de 6 alumnos por cada profe, con además todos con un nivel, con el mismo nivel para aprovechar al máximo, entonces tenemos que ajustarlo todo ahí al máximo.
Este programa se realiza en un colegio mayor. Aquí en la ciudad universitaria. Si quieren saber más información de todo, tienen que llamarnos al 911-335-832 o venir a visitarnos aquí, calle Orense 69, 911-335-832.
El programa nada va a tener lugar este año en el Colegio Mayor Universitario Aquinas, que efectivamente está ahí en pleno corazón de la ciudad universitaria. Pero lo chulo además, el que no lo conozca, que yo le invito eso, a que vea nuestros catálogos con las fotos o incluso que se meta en su página web, que hay un montón de imágenes ahí, es que es como un oasis en mitad de la ciudad, porque está al lado justo de la dehesa de la villa, unos pinares espectaculares alrededor, tiene unas vistas fantásticas, vamos, está ahí como, vamos, como un poco idílico, y tiene unas instalaciones espectaculares, tiene, pues eso, desde canchas de fútbol hierba hasta pistas multideporte, tiene una piscina al aire libre super cuca y vamos, que merece la pena, canchas de pádel tiene también. Es un programa residencial, sí, el VIP duermen allí,
están, es una o dos semanas.
El programa, el VIP, es un programa que comienza el domingo y finaliza el viernes, ¿vale? Desde el domingo a las 9 de la mañana hasta el viernes por la tarde, en torno a las 5 de la tarde.
Como un aguantado.
Efectivamente. ¿Eso? Porque realmente este programa, además, es que se asemeja muchísimo a los programas que tenemos de adultos y en empresas. Ya se aleja mucho de los programas más para niños que tenemos, campamentos y ese tipo de cosas, y es muy parecido a los programas de adultos que tenemos. Por eso lleva un formato muy similar a Hometown o eso, los programas que tenemos en empresas. Entonces, efectivamente, es un programa residencial en el que los chicos van a dormir allí, por supuesto, siempre con nuestros profes, ¿no? Y nuestro coordinador del programa. Tienen su habitación individual, con baño, o sea, que es todo un lujo de instalación. Y sobre todo es que es intenso a tope. O sea, van a estar... No es broma.
Desde que se levantan,
intenso y durillo, ¿eh? O sea, que no van allí tampoco a tocarse la barriga. No
les metamos miedo.
Oye, también es divertidísimo. O sea, todavía no conozco a nadie que haya vuelto del programa, que nos haya dicho que se ha aburrido ni nada. No les da tiempo.
Es una inmersión total asegurada.
Efectivamente.
Teléfono, Frank.
Empiece con 91.
Sí, suele pasar.
¿Y cómo
pasar?
Sigue?
911-335-832. 911-335-832. Llamen, que luego nos quedamos sin plaza, hay muy poquitas, grupos muy reducidos, una inmersión total este verano, un programa muy exclusivo para los que ya dejan de ser niños. 911-33-5832.
Estás escuchando Born Radio.
We'll be right back.
right, everybody. Welcome back to the Drive Time Show. It's time for our second half hour. My guest today is Jenny Osborne, who is with Madrid Metropolitan Magazine. People are still trying to guess where Jenny's from. We have a bunch of people writing in. Should we see what they're saying, Jenny?
I'm very interested to hear, to see what where they think I'm from.
Okay, because you gave a big hint at the end of the last block, the last section there.
Yes.
You said that yesterday was a big day in your country.
Correct.
And David says, Irish. And then Joaquin says, she's from Ireland. And Manola says, easy clue, Irish.
What's the crack?
And then...
I like that. Yes,
true. Our friend Born to Iron Man writes in and shows the Irish flag. So are you, in fact, from Ireland?
Well, actually, not quite. There's that complication. Well, not a complication, but there's a divide between the North and the South.
Mm-hmm.
And as you probably know, we've been on the news because the North of Ireland belongs to Great Britain.
Correct.
The South of Ireland is staying within Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a border.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all heard about the border.
Yes.
And that gets very tricky.
Yeah.
Very tricky. What's tricky in Spanish?
Maybe difícil.
Mm.
Which is like difficult, but que tiene truco, yeah, difícil.
Mm.
Un poco difícil.
Yeah, yeah. Very tricky situation. Mm-hmm. So I'm from the north of Ireland,
mm-hmm.
and I'm from, the capital is Belfast.
Belfast.
And that's where I come from. A little town outside Belfast, which you would call a pueblo.
Mm-hmm. Un pueblo.
Yeah. Called Hollywood. And that's
Hollywood.
Where we Irish have to be so different. It's Hollywood with one L and not two L, like the glitzy place in the United States.
All right.
So it's really said Hollywood, but we're awfully posh and we say Hollywood.
Interesting. So you're from Hollywood.
Yes.
I'm from a town called Liverpool.
By
Liverpool, Canada.
Well, I was born Hollywood. In Liverpool originally.
Well, there you go.
I mean, I was as a baby, but you know, I'm my parents are Irish, and Liverpool.
There's
Liverpool, Canada.
There sure is, on the east coast, beautiful little town,
Good
Liverpool, day. Nova Scotia, on the east coast of Canada. So I'm from a town called Liverpool, and you're from Hollywood, but
mm-hmm.
in both cases, probably the lesser known version of those communities.
Well, Liverpool's famous for the Beatles.
The Beatles, Liverpool, England, yeah, of course. The Beatles, the Fab Four.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we... I want to ask you more questions about the magazine, but first I want to... There's something that is in the news, has been in the news lately, and I want to get your opinion on this. Obviously, being someone with a magazine, you're like keeping up on the latest news.
I hope
right?
so. Don't ask me anything too difficult.
It won't be too bad, I promise. Let's take a look at our trending topic. Trending topics! All right, our trending topic is the Mediterranean diet.
Mm.
The Mediterranean diet, which has been named, this was a couple weeks ago, but I think it's still relevant to today, trending. The name, the best diet for 2019. Yes. And they did an analysis of 41 different eating plans that gave the diet the top spot in several categories. Best diet for healthy eating, best plant-based diet, best diet for diabetes, and the easiest diet to follow. Well, that's important, too, right? Mm. Like some of these diets, they say, oh, this is great, but then you can't get any of the food. You have to go to specialty stores. But the Mediterranean diet, for the most part, you can follow with some simple guidelines about things in your local grocery store, right? Which diet, of course, has a lot of benefits, even in old age, according to numerous studies, which found that the diet can reduce the risk of diabetes, high cholesterol, dementia, memory loss, depression, and breast cancer. Now it features simple plant-based cooking, with most of each meal focused on fruits and vegetables, whole grains, beans, and seeds, with a few mixed nuts in there, or a few nuts mixed in, let's say, and an emphasis on extra virgin olive oil. So for this one, you want to get rid of refined sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something that's common in most diets these days, right? They're finding that sugar is bad for you.
It is. Absolutely agree.
Get rid of refined flours as well, as much as possible. and fats. They try to reduce fats other than olive oil and the sort of healthy oils. You can have meat, but in reduced portions. And this diet relies heavily on eggs, dairy, and poultry. So there you go, the Mediterranean diet. Good news for the Spanish, who often enjoy this diet.
I really do think that the Spanish eat very healthily.
Mm-hmm.
When you go home, I'm going back to Ireland on Wednesday, Mercules.
Okay.
On Wednesday. And I notice when I go back and I go around in the supermarket, such unhealthy food in the trolleys.
Yeah.
Yet when I'm here and I walk around the supermarket, I see vegetables.
Yeah.
I see a lot more healthy buying. There's no question the Spanish have a good way of looking at how they eat, and the oil, of course.
Yeah.
And by the way, I just have to tell you that I've been a convert of the tomato avocado breakfast
mm-hmm.
for a long time.
Okay.
A long time. I make my own tomato.
So you mash the tomato?
No, I blend them. I buy my tomatoes, wash them, cut them up, put them in the blender, add some oil, a little salt,
mm-hmm.
a little sal.
Yes.
And whiz them. And I love it. I have it with my tostado and my avocate. Is that correct?
Avocado?
Avocado.
In the Spanish, aguacate.
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 Okay, aguacate.
Yeah, yeah.
Apologies, everybody. I'm saying it the
no,
wrong way.
No,
aguacate.
That's good. And you know, that's very healthy.
It's amazing. Avocado
is very, very healthy
mm.
for you. It's very good for you.
Mm-hmm.
We have our friends popping up in the window here. Our friend Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina. I know Carolina very well.
Everybody knows Carolina.
Yes, she's marvelous. She's just adorable.
Yes. Yes. I was in her office this morning, in fact, but she wasn't there.
Oh,
Carolina? She was there, but she was working on something else.
Yes.
Yes. We cross paths sometimes, right? We cross paths sometimes.
Yes.
So avocado. I've been getting into avocado as well.
Really?
Eating it in the mornings.
With what?
Well, here's what I do.
Okay.
Maybe Tino's heard this a couple of times now, hasn't he? You've heard about my breakfast routine a few times because I'm a new man this year.
Really?
It's about starting your day off.
What did you normally eat for breakfast?
Well, I was eating cereal or different, which is nothing wrong with cereal.
Mm.
By the way, in English we say cereal. In Spanish they say cereales with an S. So a lot of people make
cereales.
The mistake of saying, I have my cereals, but we say cereal, which isn't bad. It depends on what kind of cereal you eat. Or, you know, eggs and bacon and things, which I like. And there's nothing necessarily wrong with that either. But what I'm doing now is I make a smoothie. You know what I'm talking about?
I certainly do.
Like un batido. But what I put in there is the key. I put an avocado, or half an avocado,
mm-hmm.
if it's a big one, a banana.
Okay.
I put in some kale. Do you know what that is? Kale.
It's like a green,
it's a very dark green leaf, and leafy.
Like a spinachy type.
Kind of like a spinach. It's green.
Yeah.
You can get it in the supermarket. It's considered very, very healthy, dense mm-hmm. with vitamins. I put some of that in. I put some coconut milk.
Where did you get this concoction?
Coconut milk, folks. I was researching this. And I don't know. I put coconut milk. Then I put, what else do I put in? Oh, frozen berries. So I go to the local grocery store.
Okay.
And I get the frozen, like a mix of arándano. You know what arándano? Blueberry.
Mm. Oh, blueberries. Yeah,
blueberry, raspberry. Blackberry, strawberry, frozen. So you put a handful.
Okay.
Right? A handful of that in there. And then I put maybe a little more milk, or sometimes I use almond milk. Leche de almendra.
This is all going in the one smoothie.
It's all going in the one thing. It's big. It's big. It's really big. And then I get the blender.
Yeah.
And I blend it up.
Uh-huh. Is this for a month you make this?
No, but it lasts me more than my breakfast. Like I have what I can for breakfast.
Right.
And then the rest after that is I put it back in the fridge and I have some for later. But
you just have this in the morning, or can you have it another part of the day?
Oh, you could have it another part of the day, but I think it's full of with the coconut milk, you get a lot of good fats, actually.
What's the taste? Overall taste, what could you describe it?
It doesn't taste bad.
That's my most optimistic
description. So you're holding your nose while you're taking it?
No, no, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's not bad.
I could just see you holding it up.
No, no, it's not bad. I'm going to have to make a video, algún día.
Some morning I'll make a video.
I'll put it on the internet for the folks to see because I've talked about this at least three separate times. But I think it's healthy. It's good.
But it hasn't got any taste.
No, it tastes good. The berries give it a nice taste.
What color is it?
Oof, it's kind of reddish pink, but sometimes, depending on how much kale I put in there, it sometimes turns green, which would have been good for yesterday.
It would have been, yeah. It would have been.
Anyway, the Mediterranean diet is our trending topic. But you're blending up the tomatoes, so it's very Spanish.
The tomato. I'm definitely the sales of tomatoes. Tomate have gone up in my supermarket since I moved. I moved to a new apartment in November, and I find this great supermarket. So the sales of tomato and aguacate.
Yeah, aguacate.
Yes, because I love my aguacate in salads.
Yes, yes.
I have it.
A little olive oil, maybe?
Yeah.
A little salt,
yes,
who knows?
Yes, yes. I'm a great lover of aguacate.
Very good. Excellent. So that was our trending topic. That's good. Why don't we do some do you like vocabulary?
Oh, I don't mind. As long as you don't ask me anything too difficult.
Why don't we take a look at some vocabulary?
Okay.
And today's topic is magazines.
Magazines.
Because there are a lot of words that we... Could I borrow one copy of that magazine?
Yes, you can.
Because we've got a lot of words that describe... So magazine, la revista.
La revista.
Una revista, a magazine. Now you have on the cover...
Well, the cover is Cotty on the cover of the March.
That's right. But la portada, we say the cover.
Okay.
We say on the cover. Who's on the cover? So... In the January, February edition, Richard Vaughn was on the cover.
Yes.
And then from Richard Vaughn, they moved on to Coti.
Coti.
Argentinian musician extraordinaire, Coti.
And by the way, for all the ladies listening out there, we had Mr. Vaughn in January, February. We had Coti March and April. There's a very famous lady, well-known lady, coming on the cover in Mayo. Correct, Mayo?
In Mayo.
Mayo.
Yeah.
Mayo.
Well, I'm going to have to wait and see.
Because it has to be, we're equal rights here.
Yes.
You know, it's equal rights.
Yes.
We women are important, aren't we, Carolina?
That's right. We are. We sure are. Okay, so we have the cover, portada, y luego la contraportada. This part, what do we call this?
The back page.
The back page. Yeah, sure. And los titulares, we call the headlines.
Right? Oh.
Headline. Wouldn't you say?
The headlines, yes.
Titulares. Yes, headlines, right? And then you have, then when you open it up.
We have the contents page.
Of course, the contents page. Now you got a very busy.
Yes.
It opens up and you're getting right down to business.
Well, we've got actually, and what we have done, if anyone has looked and seen the January, February edition, we have changed a lot of the design in the magazine, and the contents page now will feature people who have written articles within the magazine. Mm. So that's changing. There's a lot of changes happening because the magazine is growing. As I say, this was the first format. Mm. In January, February. So we've got lots of different changes happening.
Wonderful. So where do you get your collaborators from?
Well, Olaf has a lot of contacts, and he's been here many years. So we have education now we're covering education in this issue in March. And also, as I said earlier, the wine. And my contribution has been that I think it's important to have a social scene. So we've now got a 2-page photographs of different organizations, of which that's how I met Carolina.
Yes.
And I'm not going off the subject here, but I met Carolina because I am on the board of directors of the American Club of Madrid.
Okay.
I'm in charge of membership.
Okay.
And so Carolina... comes to the American Club of Madrid.
I didn't know that.
Did you not?
I didn't know
that. Well, would you like to come to the American Club of Madrid?
Maybe I should.
You should?
Yeah.
Yes, I think you'd enjoy it. Because we've got 40% Americans, 40% Españoles, and 20% of other nationalities.
Sounds like the doors are open.
We have a happy hour.
Good.
The second Tuesday of every month at a different venue.
I'll count me in. Let me know.
Oh, don't you worry.
I do.
You're going on my WhatsApp.
I do sometimes things with the Canadian Club in Madrid. You know there's a Canadian Club?
No, I did not.
There's not very many of us.
Really?
There's not very many of us, yeah.
I mean, when do you meet?
Well, I'm not the right one to talk to. I don't go to very many of the meetings.
Okay.
But I know some of these people, and they do. I think they meet maybe once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Canadian Club. But,
well, we have lots of events.
Group.
In fact,
yeah,
we had a gala on Saturday evening, just last Saturday evening. So it's been a busy weekend.
Wonderful. For people, just a little more vocabulary here. You have, of course, your articles. You say artículos, no? En la revista, el artículo sobre, an article about someone. We also have, you have what you call your copy, right?
Yes, copy.
Which is very surprisingly complex, like the way you word things, isn't it? The way you write things, the way you put a headline, los titulares.
Yes.
The wording that you choose can hook people or not.
Absolutely. It depends. I think it's very important that a page is interesting. And that and particularly with some of the articles, people like to be attracted. I don't know what anybody else feels, but if I see a magazine, you could look at four and you might pick one up. Why do you choose that one? Because it's attractive and because there's something about it. So,
because it's got Richard Vaughan on the cover.
Well, of course, what can we say, Richard Vaughan? And now Cotty. Hey, Cotty's.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
He's a big deal.
Oh, he is a big deal.
That's right.
I hadn't heard of him, to be honest. I hadn't heard of him. I did research, and I've been listening to his music, and he's pretty cool.
Yeah.
If my daughter heard me saying pretty cool, she'd say, oh, God, mother, you're pretty cool. But it is. It's pretty cool, you know?
All right. There you go. So we've learned a little bit of vocabulary here about magazines. So your magazine, just for the folks who are just tuning in, because not everybody has heard the start of the show, right? We're talking with Jenny Osborne from Madrid Metropolitan Magazine. And this, you can find, you're also on Twitter, right?
Yes, we're on Twitter.
Metropoli Madrid.
Correct.
@ Metropoli Madrid.
And you can read us online at www.madridmetropolitan.com. There's 120 distribution points of which you can go online. And from next issue, in May, there will be a page solely allocated to telling you where you can pick it up in one area, because this is very important.
Mm-hmm. Telling people where to find it.
Yes.
Very important. All right. I think we should look at one of Tino's favorite parts of the show. Do you like expressions?
Oh, I love expressions. We've got loads of them in Ireland. Lots of them.
Fantastic. Let's have our expression of the day. Expression of the day. Our expression, this is a good one. Now, well, I'm going to give you one that I've prepared. And if you feel like teaching us another expression, you may do so if one comes to mind.
Hmm.
But our expression today is straight from the horse's mouth. Do you say this where you come from?
Yes, we do.
I heard it straight from the horse's mouth. What does that mean?
You've heard it first.
Yeah, like from a direct, valid source, from the main source, directly from the creator of the news, let's say. Getting information directly from the most reliable source. So if Tino tells me, Kyle, I'm going away next week, then that's straight from the horse's mouth because it's related to him and he told me. But if someone else tells me, say, Tino, I heard someone told me in the office that Tino's going away next week. Then that's not from the horse's mouth. That's from someone else, right? So we don't know. But if we get it straight from the la boca del caballo, Straight from, that would be the literally, but from the horse's mouth, straight from the horse's mouth. And this is a very common expression in the whole Anglo-Saxon world, isn't it?
It is.
Everybody knows that one.
They do. And there's one that I'd like to tell everybody.
Wonderful.
If you're having a great night out.
Okay.
And I've had some great nights out in Madrid, let me tell you. The Spanish certainly know how to enjoy themselves.
They do.
They do. I love them. I just love them. Anyway, you would the next day you'd say, do you know, last night was great crack. And the thing is, when I first used this expression to someone, they thought the crack meant something else.
Ah, yeah.
There is another crack. Yeah. But our Irish expression is C-R-A-I-C.
Yes.
So when next time you can say to somebody, last night was great crack.
Great crack.
Yes.
Which means great fun.
Correct. Right?
A good time. Great
Absolutely.
Fun. And do you say, how's the crack?
Oh, the crack was great. How's your crack? Absolutely.
How's the crack? So yes. Like, how's it going? How was it? How was the thing, the party,
how was
whatever?
The party?
How
or,
was
oh, it? Come along to the party on Saturday because it's going to be great crack.
Great crack. Great fun. It'll be a great time.
Yes.
It's a great expression. So a little Irish expression there, right? Very good. Wonderful. So that was our expression of the day. Mm. Now we have about 4 minutes before we have to take 3.5 minutes. We have some longer. Now, after the break, we're going to get into some facts. You're going to tell us a little bit about St. Patrick. Is that right?
I am, yes. Because yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. And I believe, and I hope maybe someone out there will correct me, but I was interested because I'm here in Spain as to who your saint in Spain is. Mm. And I believe that to be St. James.
Yeah, St. James Santiago.
See, si. And he is, I think he's buried in Galicia?
Well, Santiago de Compostela? Yeah, yes. Santiago de Compostela.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Galicia. Yes, correct. So, yeah. And then there are so many saints, you know, the cities have their patron saints as well.
Yes. Oh, and that's another thing I want to mention. In the magazine this month, we have a page solely allocated to the Easter processions.
Okay, which is a big deal coming up soon.
Yes, because the 14th of April is Palm Sunday.
Yes.
And that, and then you've got the processions throughout the week, finishing with Sunday the 21st, which is Easter Sunday.
It's good to know where those are if you want to check them out.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Very good. Okay, we only have about 2 minutes. After the break, we're going to come back and talk about St. Patrick a little bit. But why don't we have a look at today's, how about today's pronunciation?
How are you?
No, how are you?
I'm very excited.
I'm very excited. Not very, I'm very excited.
Would you like to go?
No, you have to say, would you like to go?
Pronunciation.
All right, pronunciation. Now, you and I have very different pronunciation, but there are a lot of things that we do as native English speakers that we all do the same. For example, the way we link certain words together. In Spanish, to say depende de, we say in English, it depends on. But we tend to link those words. We say it depends on, don't we?
Yes.
If I say it depends on the weather, can you say the same sentence? When we at home, we can hear the accent. So it depends on the weather.
It depends on the weather.
It depends on my boss.
It depends on whether I want to go or not.
All right. It depends on what they say. You can just say the same one. You can just say, it depends on what they say.
It depends on what they say.
It depends on their level.
It depends on their level.
It depends on the area.
It depends on the area.
So at home, you can notice the way we're linking. It depends on. We say depends on. Depends on. It depends on. And we never say it depends of. That's when I hear people make them in Spain. They say, it depends of the boss. No. It depends on. Always on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Depends on you. It depends on me. It depends on the language. It depends on the time. It depends on the weather. It depends on who's listening. It depends on.
Mm. I think it's very difficult languages. And those smaller points are important. But It just comes with practice.
That's right. Practice, listening, practicing, and you can improve. That's right. We have to take a break.
Oh, we're coming back.
A short break, but we'll be back, everybody. We have plenty more to talk about in the last final half hour. We're going to learn about St. Patrick.
We are.
A little bit about
St.
Ireland.
St. Paddy's Day.
St. Paddy's Day, let's say.
Yes.
And a little bit, and plenty more with Jenny Osborne here from Madrid Metropolitan. We'll be back in a couple minutes, so don't touch that dial.
But take it easy now. Look after yourself.
You're listening to The Right Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Lengua, un 8, bien, bien. Matemáticas, un 9.5, muy bien. Educación física, un 10, toma ya. Inglés, un 3, Marquitos.
Esta Semana Santa, tráelos a los cursos intensivos de Vaughan para niños. Disfrutarán de sus vacaciones mientras se divierten de verdad. Y aprenden inglés en nuestras clases intensivas de 4 horas diarias, de 4 a 17 años. Infórmate ya en el 911-335-832 o en grupovaughan.com. Clases intensivas para niños y jóvenes en Semana Santa. 911-335-832. Grupovaughan.com.
Después de nuestros summer camps, no querrán volver a casa. Apúntalos a uno de nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés, sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 911-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Estás en paro? Infórmate de las próximas convocatorias en inglesparadesempleados.com. inglesparadesempleados.com.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. 91-133-5832.
Con los cursos intensivos de Vaughan, clases de 4 horas al día donde aprenderás pronunciación, vocabulario, gramática, phrasal verbs, errores comunes y con los mejores profesores. Horario de mañana o de tarde. Aprovecha estos días para mejorar tu inglés rápidamente con los intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Apúntate ya en el 911-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Intensivos de inglés en Semana Santa. 91-133-5833. Grupovaughan.com.
Ay, ¿qué es eso?
Una amapola.
¿Y eso?
Otra amapola.
Este verano, apúntalos a un campamento en el que se divierten de verdad. Apúntalos a un campamento de inglés Vaughan. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 y te informaremos sin ningún compromiso. 91-133-5832.
Campamentos de verano Vaughan, porque aprenden, disfrutan, conviven, juegan, experimentan, hacen amigos y asimilan el idioma de forma natural y pierden el miedo a hablar, abriéndose paso en este complicado mundo de la comunicación en inglés. Cada año más de 3.000 familias confían en nosotros para el aprendizaje del inglés de sus hijos y su desarrollo personal, con una forma de trabajar motivadora y muy personal a través de un amplio abanico de programas que cubren las distintas necesidades de nuestros alumnos. La Coordinación Pedagógica de Vaughan asegura un ambiente de inmersión cuidado y de calidad. Ahora con nuevas facilidades de pago, pago a plazos sin intereses y con un modelo de financiación bancaria. Consúltanos. Llámanos al 91-133-5832. Campamentos de verano Vaughan. 91-133-5832. No lo dejes para el último momento. 91-133-5832.
Curso intensivo para el First Exam, el programa de Vaughan para superar el examen oficial de Cambridge y obtener el First Certificate, B2. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
Aprovecha estos días para mejorar tu inglés rápidamente con los intensivos de inglés de Vaughan.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.